This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say today's not going to be a washout. Looks like just a beautiful Thursday afternoon, and I guess the rain is coming in tomorrow, and then I think the weekend is going to be a lot better. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Man, I can't believe. Look, there are a couple of blowouts, but some of these NBA playoff games have been unbelievable. Last night, were you watching the Celtics and the Knicks? This is on the Celtics' home court. I think it was about 7 minutes left in the game, and the Knicks were behind, like, I don't know, 14, 19 points. The Knicks won by 1 point. I mean, a beautiful block shot stopped the Celtics from scoring, and the Knicks won it 91-90 over the Celtics. The Knicks have a 2-0 lead over the Celtics. They stole two in Boston from the Celtics. I'm going to be kind of for the Knicks at this point, at least in the East. And last night, it was a blowout. Oklahoma City just killed the Denver Nuggets, 149-106. And I'm really interested in this series. Golden State, the Warriors against the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Golden State Warriors have a 1-0 lead. But I don't know, is Steph Curry going to be back in? Maybe you've heard, and I haven't heard, but he was kind of injured in the last game. But they tip off, I think it's 7:30 tonight. I don't know. You might want to check. It might be 6:30 our time. I looked at the time here, and it says 7:30. All right, look. I got a couple of calls to get to, and then I want to tell you about how I was scammed. I mean, this was a scam that just sucked me in. And I think when I go through this with you, I think you're going to kind of empathize with me for going along with this. But I did sort of get a little suspicious about it. But we're going to get to that in just a few minutes. We're talking about the new Pope. It's Pope Leo. It's Robert Prevost from Chicago, an American-born Pope. In the over 2,000-year history of the church, this is the first time this has ever happened. Never happened before. An American-born Pope. And this guy wasn't even on. We mentioned yesterday he was in the running, but he wasn't even on the list of people who were listed as the popes that were being bet on. You know, people were betting on that. In fact, we'll talk a little bit about whether or not it was immoral to bet on the who's going to be the next pope. So we'll get to all of that. But if you want to join us with a comment about the new pope, I have been very open about my hope that Pope Leo is very liberal in his interpretation of Catholic doctrine. Many of those were man-made rules in the church that should no longer apply today. That's my opinion. If you have a different opinion, if you have a different philosophy, if you're Catholic and you disagree with me, it's okay that we disagree. And you can be the Catholic you want to be, and I'll be the Catholic I want to be. And I don't think it's necessary to get into talking about, well, you're not really a Catholic if you feel that way. Well, I will remind you that many conservative Catholics believe in capital punishment. The church doesn't. So you are not in agreement with the church with everything. And I also remind you that if you are a Catholic who's been remarried, if your original marriage was not annulled, you are not supposed to take communion. And many of you do. And I think that's okay. And I believe Pope Francis said something to that effect. So that's the kind of liberal attitude that Pope Francis had that I'm hoping for in Pope Leo. But then again, like Pope John Paul II, who toward the end of his life, he turned very conservative. This is my recollection of it. Turned very, very conservative and was a, just a staunch Catholic and very strict with his interpretation of Catholic doctrine. I personally don't want that as a Catholic. Do you want that? Are you more interested in Pope Leo being more conservative than more liberal? We can talk about this. The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Lorenzo. Lorenzo, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm glad you said what you said. The Catholic doctrine I've been reading for the last couple of days, and it's really kind of disturbing when the Pope, and you read this stuff about he's the representative of God, he's God on earth, he got the power to forgive sin and all this blasphemy that the doctrine of the Catholic is bringing up over the years. The people don't know from 538 A.D. to 1798, when the Catholic Church was persecuting Christians all over the world, they killed over 50 million Christians. People don't understand that. And when you look at the book of Revelation today, because people are not reading their Bible, they don't understand what God is doing in this hour that we're living in. It's not about man. It's all about God. So we're following out the traditions of men. And one other thing, Scoop, is that you talked about the Holy Ghost. The Catholic Church has never preached the Holy Ghost. They don't have an idea what the Holy Ghost is. And people are just throwing his word around like it's just some kind of umbrella to hide up on. If you're not preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, just like the Baptist Church, the non-denominational church is preaching, you're not really sanctified in God. You don't know who God is, as far as the Holy Spirit. The Catholic Church, they don't know the Holy Spirit. They don't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. They have some other format that they get to be on the pedestal. But now, something I heard earlier today about this transgender stuff. Why in the world would a doctor put their hands between the legs of a 12-year-old boy or girl and give them a same-sex operation? That is child molestation. That is statutory rape, in my opinion, because that's an abomination. That's a stench in God's nostrils. You got to understand something. Just because you have a title.
Yeah, I think that's a little young. I mean, I think that's very young, but I don't think that's happening.
They're getting away with it. They have whistleblowers.
No, I don't think that's happening. I don't think that's happening.
It happened in Texas. It happened in Texas.
It happened in Texas? I'm going to have to look that up. Do you have any more details on that? I'll look that up. Do you have any more details on what happened in Texas?
Well, whistleblower blew a whistle because she was working there, and they were doing that undercover. But anyway, about the Pope, so we got to be
careful. No. Let's go back. I want to go back to the situation in Texas. So an underage person was given a sex change operation.
Absolutely.
Right, give me a little. Tell me more about that. Tell me more about that, Lorenzo. Give me some details so I can look it up.
The certain hospital, forget the name, they were given sex change operations to kids of underage, and then somebody blew a whistle and got exposed in Texas, and they were supposed to be going to court about the situation. I don't know if it's hush hush stuff, but you know how the house that be that can keep everything on the map.
But you don't know what, you don't remember like the city or the name of the hospital or anything?
I was listening to the lady talking about it from Texas, and then they had to shut the
where
down
did you,
and they just stopped doing all the
work. Where was she talking about this?
I forget the name of the hospital because it's been about a couple of months ago, but it happened.
No, where mm-hmm. on what media outlet did you hear it?
Oh my goodness! I can't remember because listening to you.
All right, anyway. Well, Lorenzo, I'm gonna do the best I can to look this up. I don't think it's true. I don't think that woman was telling you the truth, but I'm gonna look it up. Okay, is that fair?
Okay, so we be careful how people represent the Pope, because Catholicism is not what it's all cracked up to be. They're just like a regular church, you know, but they some kind of, they like some kind of hierarchy now, but it's just supposed to be like that.
Well, look, I know, and I'm very realistic about my relationship with the Catholic Church, and I'm realistic about the Catholic Church, and I talk about it quite often. And, you know, I saw the movie Conclave recently, which is just a movie. It's fictional. It's a thriller. But it's based on a lot of information that has come out about things like the Conclave, and the Catholic Church has been criticized in the past for being money-hungry and power-hungry, and they do try to control people. So I think some of those things are outdated, and I hope this new Pope continues to walk in the direction of Pope Francis. Lorenzo, I appreciate the phone call. And look, try to relax about that sex change operation stuff, because I'm going to look into it. I don't think that happened, but I will look into it. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
You had mentioned earlier that you were a little bit torn about the administration moving forward with banning transsexuals in the military. And I hope you give me a chance to respond after you comment. But then you said, you know, you don't believe that the military should be for everybody. So if not for transsexuals, who would it not be for?
Well, I, I'm just being honest with my feelings, and we'll continue this conversation. But I think if somebody can pass what they need to pass to be in the military, if they can live up to the requirements and the test that you are to take mentally and physically, if you qualify, I personally think you should be in the military. But I also said that I don't think the military should be an example or an experiment in social engineering. I don't think that the military is not for everybody. The military has a very specific goal in mind, and it should be fair and not discriminate. But if there's a reason why a transgender person cannot perform the job, then I want to hear that. But other than that, I would be for a transgender person being in the military if they can fulfill all the requirements, just like somebody who is gay.
Well, I understand your position on gay, but we're talking about mental illness.
Well, that's your opinion. It has not, being transgender has not been diagnosed as being a mental illness. That's your opinion of being transgender.
No, I think it has. I think many studies have shown that.
Well, give me an example. I'll look it up. But I don't believe being transgender is considered to be mental illness.
Well, the mentality that you're not who you believe who you are, to believe that you are something other than who you are.
Well, that's
mental illness on its face.
All right, this is coming from you, and you don't understand because you're not transgender. If you truly have these feelings, which you don't have, then, and I believe people who have these feelings. Do you know any transgender people?
Well, I do, and the feeling is that they don't believe that they are who they really are.
No, they don't. Deep down inside, intrinsically, they do not believe that they are in the right body. They don't believe it.
And that is a form of mental illness.
Not necessarily. I mean, that's your opinion. It's not a form of mental illness.
Then what would you describe it as?
I think it is because I know a few people, and somebody who checked me out at Trader Joe's the other day was totally transgender. I respect that they are following what they feel inside. And I'm okay with that. I don't care, you know, I don't care how they perceive themselves. If they perceive themselves as being born a man, but they perceive themselves as a woman, I don't have a problem with that as long as they're able to perform whatever job they have. If you're born a woman and perceive yourself to be a man, you can pursue being a man. That doesn't impact my life, and I don't think that's mental illness.
Well, I think that the concern here with the military is that it is a form of mental illness.
Well, who decides? I mean, you can't just decide that it's mental illness and then project that on everybody. The medical community, the psychologists in this country, they have to collectively decide to label this mental illness, and I don't believe they've done that.
Who would you think that the military would not be for then in that, with that analysis?
Well, the military would not be for somebody who can't pass the requirements. I mean, if you don't pass the requirements, you can't say, "Well, I'm an American. I deserve to be in the military." I don't think that should be the case. If you can't perform the duties, then you shouldn't be in the military.
Whether they be mental or physical requirements.
I think you have to pass both mental and physical requirements.
And if one of those mental questions was, what gender, what sex are you?
And the
person is born a male, is physically a male, but he answers that question, I'm a woman.
Nobody's determined that's mental illness, except you. And, I mean, other people think it's mental illness, but that's not official. It's not classified as mental illness.
An extreme case of confused reality.
Is being gay a mental illness, in your opinion?
No, I don't believe that, no.
What's the difference between a man thinking that he's attracted to other men and a man thinking that he's a woman? What's the difference there in terms of the perception of themselves, what they intrinsically feel?
Well, attraction is very different than self-identity.
Is it?
If you absolutely. Self-identity is a reality. I mean, you cross into
Wait. Self-identity. I'm a straight male, but I have strong feminine tendencies. I can't help that. That's who I am. I dress the way I want. I wear my hair the way I want. I look the way that I want. And those things are decided by my feminine tendencies. Every person, you included, you have a feminine side. How in touch with that feminine side you are is up to you.
But to the point where I believe I'm a woman.
Well,
where you become delusional.
Well, that's your opinion. I mean, I'm not going to continue this. Technically, that's your opinion, and until that changes, I don't know where we go with this.
And that was the thought. Is that if it's not for anybody, who would you say it's not for? And I understand your answer. You said it's for people who can't pass whatever requirements for the job.
Right.
A fair answer.
Okay.
I just like you did say, you don't think it's a place for a social experiment, and we agree on that.
Yeah, I do not think it is that. I don't think it's that. But if somebody like a gay person, if a trans person wants to be in the military, and I mean, I'm kind of deciding as I'm having this conversation with you, because initially I was very ambivalent about this, and I do understand both sides. But if a person can pass all the requirements mentally and physically, then who's to say they shouldn't be in the military? There was a time that people used your argument, basically your argument that women shouldn't be in the military. There was a time that the arguments were made that gays should not be in the military. But if women and men can perform the duties, then what keeps them out of the military? Again, if they have a severe mental illness, that's one thing. But we haven't, as a country, as a community, the medical community has not designated transgender as a mental illness.
And that is my argument. My argument is that it is a form of mental illness.
And maybe that day's coming when it will be determined to be that. But at this point, it's not that. Therefore, you couldn't eliminate somebody based on the fact that it's mental illness. Robert, I enjoyed the conversation. We kind of agree. We kind of disagree. And that's okay. I do appreciate the call. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1965, the top 10 was dominated by British acts. You know, the Beatles came out in 64. On this day in 1965, the top 10 was dominated by British acts. And on this day in 65, Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Count Me In, was the only American act in the entire top 10. Their song reached number two. This song reached number two. Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter by Herman's Hermits was number one. But out of the top 10, this was the only American song in 65. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
WWL. Remember this band, The Strokes? Man, I guess they were popular 2002, 2003. I loved this band. I thought they were really cool. They were different. Julian Casablancas was the lead singer. And, you know, there were no harmonies. There was one singer, no background singers, one mic, one singer. Had a full band, but he was the only singer. But I thought they had a really unique sound. And this song Last Night was one of their big hits. Well, the Strokes had a concert in Chicago last month. No other concert dates are set other than being part of Austin City Limits in 2025. So this fall, they're going to be part of Austin City Limits. And so they may be back. And I think it would be cool if the Strokes are back, because I thought they were a very innovative band. Second album was not so good. But let's see what they might do today. Again, I thought they had a really unique sound. Also at Austin City Limits 2025, Sabrina Carpenter, Hozier, Doja Cat, Luke Combs, Cage the Elephant are among those performing. But Strokes might be back on tour. We'll let you know if we hear more about that.
Completely off topic. Did you see Sabrina Carpenter at the Met Gala and what she was wearing?
No, I didn't see what she was wearing.
Whenever you get a chance, check that out. Sabrina Carpenter, Met Gala. Yeah.
She's adorable.
Yes, you know what? I never knew how she looked until that day. I always heard her voice, but I never knew.
Really? Yeah, she's really short, too, because she was a part of the opening of Saturday Night Live, where they were dealing with, short people. Quinta Brunson, the short actress who's on Abbott Elementary, she was the host, and Sabrina Carpenter joined her because it was all about short people. Coleman, I really think that I should have stupid just printed on my forehead, because I fell for a scam. In my life, I've been scammed two other times. One of the times, it didn't cost me anything. One time, it cost me $749. And I feel really, really stupid. I mean, it hurt, but I learned from it. But here was a scam, and I thought I was kind of cognizant of scams, really, and was not going to get caught by surprise. But Coleman, I want you to think about the business I'm in. Okay. And I get a text that says, "Hi, I hope you're doing well, Scoot, on the air. This is Jessica Chris from Christine Cavallari's management." Christine Cavallari, actress, Laguna Beach, The Hills, has some products out there. She's been an actress. She's been on reality television. She's very, very popular, and she's got a very popular podcast. So this email goes on, sent to me. It says, "We are delighted to invite you to be a guest on Christina Cavallari's acclaimed Let's Be Honest podcast." And that is the name of her podcast. "Your insights and experience would be a valuable addition to our series, and we believe that our audience would greatly benefit from your perspective. As a token of our appreciation and your time and participation, we are pleased to offer you a compensation of $2,000. Please let us know your availability, and we will be happy to accommodate your schedule. Looking forward to hearing your positive response." And that's from Jesse Chris from Christine Cavallari's management. So, hey, I was kind of excited. I mean, that sounds legit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's
okay. And it's got a picture of Christine with the Jesse Chris's name and Christine Cavallari's management right there, picture at the bottom. So it seemed very legit, and I said, I'm honored that you're interested in having me on the podcast, and I would be interested in doing it, and I'll be happy to try to accommodate your schedule as well. And they said, well, that's great. Well, here's the next email that I get from them. It says, "Thank you for getting back to me. Kristen has her own production her own production house and is and publishing team, and they search and picked you. She saw your profile as well as an artist. She really thinks that that you would be great for this event that they're having. It's an online virtual event through Facebook Live, a 45-minute to 1 hour conversation about normal general things. We want to keep it as raw as possible, and be natural as possible, so you can get in, and we think that you would be perfect. It will be a pleasure having you. It goes on to say that we want to invite you to participate in the podcast interview and a few more details about that. There are a total of 10 episodes, but currently we are inviting you to one episode. The event will be held on the 11th of May until the 20th of May, every day from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and you can just let us know when you're available on these days, and we can set you up on the day you want. This is a paid event, and we will pay you $3,000 for the one-hour podcast interview. So they went up $1,000. So I'm thinking, okay, the next test, maybe I hit $4,000. Next email. So I was a little curious about that, why it went from $2,000 to $3,000. But, I mean, I would have been happy with the $3,000. I mean, with the $2,000. So I get another email from them, and it says, how about the 22nd of May? If that works for you, let's lock it in. We're on Eastern time zone. We're in the Eastern time zone, and we would like you to schedule a Zoom call with us to discuss the logistics and the technical requirements for the event. In other words, how to hook up with FaceTime, Facebook Live. This will help to ensure that everything will run smoothly, and we'll have just a great experience when you're on. Kindly let us know what time will be good for you, and we hope that you can join us on the Zoom meeting. So I texted him back, and I said, okay, well, you know, I'm available on that day, and let me know when you want to do the Zoom meeting. So the Zoom meeting was set for today at 10 o'clock. So I was there, and I was ready. So, I mean, how does that sound to you so far?
As a member of the media and having done things like earlier this year, like with the Super Bowl credential stuff and all that, and like setting up interviews and things like that I've done in the past, so far it does sound like the communications we would have when setting up a guest for a show or being asked to appear at an event or being asked to appear on a podcast. That's the normal communication that we in the media industry go through. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt that way, too.
Except for the money part. I never got offered the money part. That's new to
me. Yeah, I was thrilled about the money part. But, I mean, it would have been cool to get, like, you know, national exposure with Christine Cavallari, because I watched some of her podcast last night. It's also video. And I watched some of them last night, and you know, she's pretty cool. And I was really excited about that. So I get all ready for the interview today, and I thought it was going to be like more of an interview about, you know, what I would talk about, but it was more an interview about the technical aspect of hooking up with Facebook Live. Well, the first curious thing was that I haven't seen her do anything on Facebook Live. But then I thought, well, maybe this is a special series, as they suggested. It was a special series. So we go through this conversation, and I realize that I'm talking to somebody from India. And I thought, well, okay, she's got a team of people who set people up for this, and they go through the process. And as I'm going through the process, my girlfriend notices that I'm basically giving them control of my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And at that point, then I got curious, and I stopped the conversation, stopped moving forward. But basically, they were trying to get control of my Facebook page by having me set up for the Facebook interview that was to come. And they were just, you know, working on all of the details, having me do this and this and this. And again, I had somebody tell me that it was all an attempt to get control of my Facebook page, to make money on it. Well, then she finds this other person who was a social media influencer who had the exact same experience. And she's talking on her social media site talking about exactly what happened to her. It was exactly the same thing. First the offer of $2,000, then the offer of $3,000, set it up through a live Facebook thing. She had the same reaction I did. Oh, this is going to be cool. You know, I'm going to be on with Christy Cavallari. And she was excited about it. I was excited about it. And we went through the process. I believe I stopped it just in time. But
hopefully.
Yeah. I hope. I'm going to try to post something on my Facebook page later. But they were trying to get control of it so they can monetize it and make money. And I guess I should be complimented that they feel like my Facebook page is worthy of being commandeered so they can make money on it. Now I need to figure out how to make money on it. But anyway, I just felt totally defeated.
So you mean to tell me this post that I'm reading on your page that says I like big butts and I cannot lie? That's not you right there? That's not...
Well, no, that's true.
Okay, just making sure. You...
I'm not going to lie. So anyway, I just felt really, really defeated. I felt defeated, but I knew that it was really well done. And I guess this is just a reminder that you just really have to be careful because it might look real, but that doesn't mean it's real. All right, we're continuing to talk about the new Pope. American Cardinal Robert Prevost was in the running, but he wasn't even among those who were being given odds for betting on. He was that far out of the running. An American Pope for the first time ever. He has selected the name Leo. He is going to be Pope Leo, as I mentioned earlier, selecting a name from his favorite character on Seinfeld. And if you want to join us with a comment about the new Pope, does the Pope have any impact on your life? Do you hope this Pope is liberal like Pope Francis? Or do you hope he goes back and becomes more conservative like, say, Pope John Paul II? The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Okay, well, that was the last song that we did. Okay, do the next song there coming up. Do the next song coming up. All right, we'll get to this here. Okay, we got it coming up. Do we have it coming up? Yeah, do the next song on the list. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back. And just let us know what you think of the possibility of this new Pope going in one direction or the other. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back. There's a new Pope. It's Pope Leo, first American Pope ever. News broke right before we went on the air today. The white smoke billowing from the chimney at the Sistine Chapel. Tens of thousands of people there, and it didn't take long for St. Peter's Square to totally fill up like it was a U2 concert. People are excited about this new change. Now, there are going to be people who are going to dig more into Robert Prevost's past, and there may be things that come up about priests molesting children that do not shed a positive light on him. But we'll have to learn a little bit more about that. Also, we'll talk about this next hour. This is just breaking news while we're on the air. But the current administration apparently has, they've been desperate for a trade deal. And they haven't had one until now. And apparently there's a trade deal with the UK. So this is good news. And the president says this is going to be between two allies and remove non-tariff barriers that he says unfairly discriminate against American products. It's really going to focus on steel, autos, and beef. So there is a trade deal now with the UK. I think they leave 10% of the tariffs still in place. Let's go to James in Metairie. James, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, hi, Scoot, and thank you. A real quick comment, then get to why I called. Breaking news, talking about a scam. Televangelist Jim Baker says he needs $1 million or I'll be out on the street.
Well, Jim, enjoy the street.
Now, Scoot, this didn't take long. Your and mine favorite Trump mega influencer, Laura Loomer, has expressed her opinion on the new Pope, and I think you were getting at it just a few moments ago. She said he's anti-Trump, anti-MAGA, pro-open borders, and a total Marxist like Pope Francis.
Wow.
He's woke, and he's another open borders Pope. Gross is what
you mean. Beyond being awake, he's woke.
he's everything that she doesn't like, which probably is a really good thing.
It could be a positive thing. Hey, James, I appreciate the call. I'm kind of up against a break here that I have to get to. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's good that the administration finally has a deal with all the threats out there of tariffs, finally has a trade deal with the U.K., Now, it shouldn't be that difficult to work out a deal with the UK. Let's see if other countries fall in line. All right, I'm Scoot. We've got a lot to talk about, and we're coming right back on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1978, Donny Osmond got married at the age of 21 to Deborah Glenn. That was not good for his career. His fan base just totally dropped off, and they were no longer interested in Donnie. I mean, it's not like the fan base really thought they would be with him, but it just goes to show you how much fantasy is involved in being the fan of celebrities. The fantasy that Donny Osmond was no longer available because he was married just made a lot of fans no longer interested, even though they knew realistically they weren't going to be with Donny Osmond. But so much of it is based on the fantasy. All right, a conservative radio star, as he is described, has commented on the new trade deal that the president has announced with the UK. So we'll talk about that. We've got a lot more still to come on WWL.